Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hour number two on the Saturday get-together here on CBS Sports Radio. Jody Mac hanging right here with you. We're live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been trying to help you make it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. All right, fun first hour. We jumped around to a couple of different topics. I gave my props and congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs at the top of the show, because I was last on right up until about a half an hour before kickoff and haven't been on back here since on CBS Sports Radio. I was on in Andy Reid's former town down in Philly a couple of times, and they're still celebrating Andy down there. Let's get a little more up close and personal on how the party's going in Kansas City. Matt Derrick covers the Kansas City Chiefs on a day-in, day-out basis. He hops aboard with us here on CBS Sports Radio. How's your week been, Matt?
It has been a crazy week, and yeah, I think it's day seven of the party here in Kansas City so far.
When is it going to shut down?
You got to figure that maybe Monday when everybody starts going back to work, and maybe it becomes a regular week. People start, you know, looking towards the future a little bit. But at this point, no. I mean, with the parade on Wednesday, I know, talking to a lot of friends, you know, it was, once again, it was a whole, hey, lunch on the company and wear your jeans to work on Friday. I mean, it was all week long was just a continual celebration. And this, and, you know, part of it's obviously this team and this franchise has gone so long without a win, and the way that they've done it and the way this team and the city have embraced each other is a big part of it. But yeah, I think at this point, 8 days is going to be enough. They need to get back to regular work on Monday.
All right. Have you attempted to reach out to the father of Travis and Jason Kelce? Because not only did he raise two damn good football players and now National Football League champions, but they were the most talked about participants in the post-celebration parade in both of the two towns. Mr. Kelce is either the most proud pop on the face of the planet, or he's got some splaining to do, depending on what you thought of Jason and Travis's parade speeches thereafter. Has anybody been able to get a hold of their dad?
I haven't seen it yet. I have not had a chance to. And you're right, it is a really curious story, because even in the days leading up to the Super Bowl, Travis had even mentioned the fact about his father and the relationship, and said, you know, hey, that, you know, he was pretty hard on them, and left the impression that maybe it was a fairly strict household. Maybe that explains a little bit of the craziness that both Jason and Travis seem to have that streaks in them. But you're right. I mean, these are both, I mean, these two guys, as crazy as they may be, they're both dedicated to their craft and just play with such incredible emotion. And I'm not sure that Travis Kelce would fit in a lot of places, but he found a coach in Andy Reid that absolutely knew how to manage him and how to get the best out of him.
Matt Derrick, Kansas City Chiefs beat writer, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. Patrick Mahomes has the world by the tail right about now with the two-year run that he's had, MVP, followed by winning the Super Bowl. There's an argument to be made that he might have been the runner-up in the Super Bowl MVP voting, or should have been. That's not the way it went, as it usually doesn't. It goes to the quarterback, and certainly he was good enough there, and it isn't like he backed into it, but his running back had a pretty good day, too. But he is the man in not only Kansas City, but the National Football League right now. And I saw many an interview he did after the game, day after, going to Disney World, everything else. This kid knows how to not only play, which is in part a God-given talent, but the way that he handles himself is off the charts good, too. Where do you think that came from?
You know, a lot of different places, but, you know, obviously a big part of it is just growing up with his dad, you know, Major League Baseball pitcher for many years, and growing up in locker rooms. I mean, he talks about the stories of, you know, being 4 years old and being out in the outfield and shagging flies with Alex Rodriguez, and being at the World Series. I mean, he has been around professional sports all his life, and his dad exposed him to, you know, not just, you know, the run-of-the-mill athletes. I mean, he got him up close and personal with the very best. And Patrick has even mentioned the fact that, you know, he learned how to get his drive going, and he learned how to, you know, motivate himself by watching guys like A-Rod and understanding that the way that they got good, the way they got great, was by practicing their craft, honing their skills, putting the work in. And he's done that. I mean, ever since high school, he has been doing that when it comes to football. And that, I mean, along with, I think, also just ending up in the right place. I mean, you talk about Andy Reid and Travis Kelce. It's a perfect match between these two guys. Andy Reid and Mahomes, they seem like they finish each other's sentences most of the time. The mind that they share together and the work that they do, it just meshes together. So you're always going to have maybe Montana and Walsh. You're going to have Brady and Belichick. Mahomes and Reed's probably going to be on a whole another level, though.
Could be. See if, speaking of Andy Reid, you got the same read on this as me. I saw him leading up to the game, all his interviews all week and the like, then on the sidelines on Sunday, and then afterwards, the immediate celebration and the podium and everything else, and then the next couple of days, including, I think I saw an interview with him with Colin Cowherd. Andy Reid, worn out from the task or rejuvenated by the victory? Which one more so?
I think rejuvenated. The Andy Reid that we have seen since the Super Bowl, it's a different guy. I mean, it's still not, you know, we're still not seeing the real Andy Reid. I mean, he still protects himself pretty well, and he hides his personality a bit. You know, the people who are closest to him will tell you that Andy Reid's always a joker, that he's always got a smile, he's always encouraging people. And we always seem to see the gruff, you know, head coach that's kind of bland. Is, you know, he's always looking forward to the challenge, and every team's great, and all of that. Since the Super Bowl win, I mean, it seems like he's had a smile on his face every single day. He's been joking around. I mean, you've seen him clowning around more than in the last 6 days than we saw him in the last 7 years in Kansas City. So I think it has. I mean, I think it's taken a million-pound gorilla off his shoulders, and I think you're seeing it play out right now, just how relieved and how happy and ecstatic he feels now.
About 5 days after the Super Bowl, Andy Reid looked 5 years younger than me. He just looked like getting the monkey off his shoulders, you said, finally winning the Super Bowl. I wouldn't surprise if he's got another seven-year run in him, because that would equate to what he did in Philadelphia, 7 in KC, 7 in plus 7 in Kansas City. Yeah, about a 28-year coaching career, and then nobody will be debating his Hall of Fame status. All right, so the party's been had. You're saying it may wind down by Monday. All right, got to get back to the drudgery of life. And the Kansas City Chiefs, the drudgery of repeating, something we haven't seen in the National Football League in quite some time. How do they sit for that? Other than, of course, they got Pat Mahomes, which is a great advantage to start with, but contracts, free agency, filling voids. We know they're going to have the last pick in the first round in the draft. Where are the Kansas City Chiefs when they officially turn that page on Monday and say, all right, let's get to work for 2020?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, they're halfway there with having Mahomes at quarterback. But, no, they've got some big decisions, and they've got some big things to work through. The biggest one of all being Chris Jones. He had a huge Super Bowl game on the defense. And it really just a huge last couple of seasons, and especially when healthy this year, he was just an absolute force. He can get after the passer inside. He can play a little edge. There's so much that he can do. And, you know, they're going to have to most likely put the franchise tag on him next couple of weeks and then see what happens, because Chris Jones wants to get paid. All indications are that he's looking for Aaron Donald kind of money, or at least close to it. And, you know, and that's just with the way that the Chiefs have handed out money. They've got to be working on an extension for Mahomes. They just gave money this year to Frank Clark. They've signed an extension with Tyreek Hill. There's not a lot of more money to go around. So if Chris Jones wants to stay in Kansas City, I know the Chiefs want him, but it's got to be at a price the club can live with. And that one is going to impact a lot of different things, because it will certainly impact their draft. It will certainly impact the free agency, you know, especially whether it's the situation where he plays with the franchise tag, or the Chiefs feel like they need to move on and move him for draft picks.
And I agree with you, because last offseason I said, all right, I can understand the Chiefs moving on from either Ford or Houston. They moved on from both. And I said, that's a little risky as far as I'm concerned. Little did I know that Frank Clark was going to step in and do what he did. And, of course, Chris Jones have a step up the way he did. I don't know that they can afford to go down that road again of not keeping a superstar D lineman. All right, the Mahomes contract extension, we expect it to get done. We expect it to be record-setting, highest contract ever in the history of the National Football League. What's the time frame on it?
That's the curious part, because all indications were that the Chiefs wanted to get something done this offseason, and I think that they still do. I think they're just a little bit worried about the collective bargaining agreement and where that may shake out. It sounds increasingly like they are willing to maybe play this thing out a little bit, see when the CBA gets done. This week, Clark Hunt, the chairman CEO, said that, you know, his time frame is probably 12 to 15 months to get the deal done, which would certainly come most likely after the CBA is done. So they kind of see where that they are at, and if there's anything that they can navigate cap wise that might give them some advantages. Now, general manager Brett Veach will be a little bit more optimistic about that. He doesn't have that same kind of time frame. He's willing to maybe get something done faster. You're right. It's going to be a big contract. It's going to be a big number. It will, I think, get done absolutely within the next 15 months, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's sooner than later.
Last thing, and this may be a little touchy. I tried to follow as much of the post-game stuff as I could and the interviews done, both sides, in San Francisco, so for the Chiefs as well. You certainly were a part of them and know better than I. Did anyone ask Andy Reid and or the player in question, because I'm not sure exactly what was, one D back was more out of position on the pass that Garoppolo threw that could have been a game changer in the fourth quarter that he overthrew by about 3 or 4 yards, despite the fact that the Niner defender had some separation there. Did anyone ask Andy about that question? Is it impolite to ask that question, seeing as you just won the Super Bowl? Are you allowed to ask that question? If so, did Andy Reid admit to what the coverage was and who actually got beat, or am I just kicking a hornet's nest that I shouldn't be kicking?
No, you're not kicking a hornet's nest to me. I think it's a legitimate question. I don't know if Andy Reid got asked that. I know that some of the defensive players did talk about it. And, you know, and there was a little bit of, you know, protecting themselves there. I mean, it wasn't so much that they thought that it was a breakdown in the scheme, that they thought that Sanders ran a really good route and beat them. Not sure if that's necessarily the case, but, you know, maybe we'll find out more in the offseason when we get a chance to spend some time with Steve Spagnuolo and the guys.
Yeah, fair enough, because I after you just won a Super Bowl, you shouldn't really be looking to take a shot at anybody. But if Garoppolo throws a better pass, that game could have gone very differently, besides the, oh, by the way, touchdown the Chiefs got late. All right, what's report day for the Chiefs yet? They haven't officially come up with that. They get a pass, don't they? They don't have to report till a couple days after everybody else after winning a Super Bowl. Shouldn't they get that kind of break?
You'd think so, but, you know, Andy Reid, he gave them their offseason schedule already. He gave that to them the day that they got back, or the next day on Tuesday. So they already know what they're expected to do. They know their offseason plan, offseason workouts, all of that. So Andy Reid's already gotten back to work, even if we haven't.
That sounds like a very Andy Reid move. Matt, great stuff. Glad you enjoyed yourself this week. Take a deep breath. Yes, optional training activities will be running around before you know it and heading out to the combine, all that fun stuff. Thanks for hopping on with us tonight.
Thanks, Jody. Sounds like a plan.
My pleasure. Matt Derrick, Kenshin Chief Beef Writer. Nothing better than covering a team for an entire season, going through the playoffs, getting to the championship. In football, of course, it's one game. In the other sports, it's an entire series. So while it's probably slightly less work, although you're leading up and doing all this stuff all week long, covering a football team is different than covering a baseball team, whether it's regular season or postseason. It's got to be a heck of a ride, got to be a fun ride.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.